Today's daf in Masechet Shviit, brought to you from Yerushalmi, of course, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Pei Aleph, and we still haven't finished, I think, Pei Amud Beis. Maybe we did. And it could be that we did, yeah. So we had, yeah, I think we did. So we had the last machlokas that we had was between Rabbi Yossi. We needed to understand what Rabbi Yossi meant when he said in the Tanakhama that if the malacha that the person is doing ends in Shemitah, so then it's considered to be that it's actually a chov as a loan and Shvius will be Meshamet. So Rabbi Yochanan had said, remind, right? We did this yesterday. So Rabbi Yochanan had said, it's talking about the type of work that he needed to do was dafka, a type of work that was also to do in Shemitah. And therefore, it's considered to be the absolute end of the relationship and the funds are due. And that automatically turns it into a loan. Well, as Rish Lakish says, no, it could be even, okay, I'm not sure if I said it. So, I'll say it as if I didn't say it. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer, it could be any kind of work at all. Maybe he's doing construction work, Kagon Binyan. And it just was a coincidence that he finished this work on Shemitah. And Afopikain, Rabbi Yossi says, when the time is over and the work is completed, at that point, it's considered to be, since he wrote Dena Mishtalemich Elul Besov, it's considered at that point to already be a loan. And it was if he was Zakif La Bamilva, even though he didn't say that it was Zakif Bamilva. So how do they basically view the Shita of Rabbi Yossi? So a diet to the Rabbi Yochanan, that Shvi is considered to be a Meshamet money that you owe for work only on the type of work that you wouldn't be allowed to do on Shvi is. So he understands Kol Melacha Sheposeket B'Shviit is the point. It's that work that is poseket, because Shviyas makes that work poseket. You can't do that Melacha. Whereas Al Daite, the Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, it's not that the work was poseket of Shviyas. It's that Kol Melacha Sheposeket Me'Elea B'Shviyas, work that was completed. Doesn't mean the poseket is due to Shviyas. It doesn't go back to the sug of the malach. It goes back to the job. So there's two different ways of understanding Rav Yossi. Now, the question is, there seems to be some interesting similarity over here with Rav Yehuda. Because remember, we saw Rav Yehuda before, that Rav Yehuda said this weird din, that according to him, if you make a second charge, then a previous charge that you made in that store is considered to be the equivalent of Zakifa Kanova, even though he didn't say anything. It's very interesting, right? So in other words, since you could have said, okay, look, I don't want to extend you more credit until you pay me for this, and that's the standard, if it isn't a revolving charge account, they used to call those things, actually, a revolving charge account to be, because it actually used to be that unless you had that type of charge account, that in a chinami, you could be charged from what it is you owed. Okay, but now that's the standard idea of hakafa. So now, it seems to be saying that Rabbi Yossi is saying the same thing, because Rabbi Yehuda said you don't have to actually announce, okay, this is hereby converted into a loan. I mean, over here, you just finished the job, and Rabbi Yossi is saying, well, that converts it into a loan, either because Shvius puts an end to it, or because, okay, it's time to pay, because Shvius is Mishtalem is Mishtalem. But he never was Mizakevit Bemilva. So apparently, what we're saying is that Rabbi Yossi is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Is that what you're saying? Because basically, Rabbi Yossi, it should say, and it actually did say in many tefusim say, because Rabbi Yossi said, if the malach is poseket b'shvias b'shametet on its own, without you doing anything, she'ena poseket b'shvias, ena mishametet. Now that's very similar to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, you don't need to be mezakif like b'milva b'feirish, right? The question is, would Rabbi Yehuda b'davka be going like Rabbi Yossi? No. Now, this is a mistaken gears that we have over here according to the Gra, and it should say, but lo Rabbi Yehuda k'Rabbi Yossi. We don't say, because Rabbi Yehuda, remember, he said that only if you make a new charge. That's what he said. He didn't say that if you make a charge, it's considered to be, you don't need Zakifa. I mean, we don't have the same situation over here where you did something, where you made a new charge over here. It doesn't say you started a new job, right? So apparently he wouldn't agree with Rabbi Yossi just because you finished the job. So therefore you don't have to be Zakif Kabilva. I mean, that's a step too far, maybe, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? No, not true. Because listen, there's a lot of different ways to read this Gemara. I'm just telling you the one that makes sense to me, which is a combination of different approaches. But I don't want to go into all of the different details. I think it makes a great deal of sense to just read it like this. That Afagad Rabbi Yehuda himself paskins that when it comes to a case of needing to make a shvua. So what happened over there, this is the type of thing, unfortunately, that happens very often. You gave the guy money. He puts in a cash register. He forgot that you paid him. He gave you change. And then he says, you never gave me the money. And it sometimes happened that you never did give him the money. As you will recall, like, wait a minute, did I give you the money or not? It's a little bit of an embarrassing situation, right? Okay, so in this case, the halacha is, if you're dealing with a shulchani, this is a banker, right? This guy makes his business out of exchanging different currencies and so on. So if he gave you the cash, then he got cash, because no banker would ever give you a dime if he wouldn't have already gotten the cash. So over there, Rabbi Yehuda said that you do not have to take a shvua. There's no motive of magic. There's no nothing in this case, because never would he give you money. Ein derech hashulchani leyot noten isar. The guy wouldn't have given you a penny ad sheyitol dinar, until he takes the big coin. So the fact that he's been so forthcoming, and then he says, wait, you never gave me the money. So what do you mean you never? You put through in your cash register. He is believed to say you threw in your cash register. Now, okay, that's all very nice. In a case like that, where somebody has a right to demand money. But when it comes to the schar sochi, so what's the din over there? Even reviewed, everybody's made it that the money is only due when he completes the job. So since that is the moment that it becomes due, Rabbi Yehuda may very well be made it that that itself is the zakifa lamilva. If there was nothing in particular that was done before, and he could have asked for the cash at any time, so then you're right. I wouldn't say that it's considered to be without Zakifa. It certainly is not turned into a loan. So there needs to be something done. Well, over here, there was something done. The ultimate. 2 minutes ago, before you gave that last hammer blow, I couldn't have demanded a penny from you. And now, I've been working for the past 6 months, and I only finished the job now. So, of course, talking about a kabbalan, not of somebody being paid by the day or so on. So in this case, the very fact that I completed the job, you owe me. So therefore, maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. Okay, now let's go on to the next case. Completely different issue. Fascinating case. So we had over here a butcher. He had his customers lined up. He actually shechs this parah on Rosh Hashanah to get fresh meat for Yantav, right? And he gives out the meat. And now it turns out the Bezdin announces that actually it turns out that it wasn't Rosh Hashanah and that Elul was Me'ubar. And now it's the second day that is Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, it was actually given out on the last day of Shvius. And it's talking about that there were other things that you bought, and you said you'll pay him afterwards, so that you, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he is now being affected by a loan in Shvius. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that you added the mustard that you wanted him to throw in, that turns the meat into a loan. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. But now that it turns out to have been a loan made on the last day of Shvius, so now Shvius is Mishametet Bisofa, and that would mean that now you can't collect, the butcher can't collect for the meat. That's what we said. Okay, so now let's take a look at just the practicalities of that case. It raises a fascinating issue. Because Rebbe says that actually, Nisan lo nitaper miyamav. That Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when it says Nisan lo nitaper, it doesn't mean Nisan, it means Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is strange, but that's what it means in this particular case. That we never had a Nisan that was made based on the Chodesh being Me'ubar. So in other words, there would never have been a second day Rosh Chodesh for Nisan. Ask the Gemara. Now, this is not directly related to us yet. Ask the Gemara, and what about the Mishnah in Shkolim? Where the Mishnah in Shkolim says that Im, but now there are two different Girsos, and actually, even though the Rambam's Girsa is Im Bo HaChodosh Bizmano, I must say that it seems to be make a heck of a lot more sense if we read it Im Bo HaChodosh Bizmano, which is the normal way to read it, because if you I'll tell you what it would mean according to the Rambam's approach here in the Pirush HaMishnayos, that if the Chodesh is not a reference to the month, it's referring to when the new Shkolim arrived. So if the new Shkolim arrived at the right time, so then it says over there in the Mishnah that they would bring the Korbanos starting now, because this was the Chadesh, that's the Lashon of Chodesh, so Chadesh, a chodesh azalachem, chadesh, and bring the korbanos from the truma chadasha of the shkolim. And since the shkolim were actually announced on Rosh Chodesh Adar to be able to give 30 days, so therefore, if the chodesh arrived in time for the 30 days were up, then you bring the new shkolim. That is the way that the Rambam appears to be learning the Mishnah, which is a very roundabout and based on all kinds of funny things. That would be a reason to say that if the Chodesh came Bizmano, there must be that we assume that Adar has Shloshim Yom, because why then would be Machrizin al Hashkolim? The reason we were Machrizin al Hashkolim on Rosh Chodesh Adar is because you're supposed to be Isaac in the mitzvah and the Inyonim of the Chag Shloshim Yom Kedem. So since over here we have the din of Nisan being the new, so we would have started Shloshim Yom Mikodem. And therefore, tangentially, we discover that it must be that Nisan is 30 days. That would be the way that we ask the question. You must admit it's a little bit roundabout. Okay, but that's one way of learning. The other way of learning is to be gerus that it's used in the way it's normally used, that im ba hachodesh bizmano, so that in the event that the chodesh Nisan actually came at the correct time, which would mean at the correct time, we always say, means at the earlier time. So, but that means if it would come at the earlier time, but it didn't necessarily come at the early time, could have come at the later time. And the previous Chodesh was only nearer the next day and Edim didn't show up, which would imply that you would often have a 2-day Rosh Chodesh. And you said you never have a 2-day Rosh Chodesh. That would be a way to understand the question very directly. And many of the Mefarshim learn it that way. Okay. In any event, the Gemara says, okay, that's not a kasha. I mean, the Mishnah is saying, what would be if such a thing happened? That doesn't mean it happened. I mean, Rebbe was just commenting, not on the halacha. He was just commenting on the fact that it didn't happen that way. See, the obvious problem with that approach is that if that's the case, then why in the heck were we, if it didn't happen that way, why were we koveya Rosh Chodesh Adar to be machriz al hashkolim if it's not 30 days before and you say it never happens? So that's why this approach is a little bit strange. Okay. Anyway, now what's nogea us is the next part. And that is that similarly, Rav said that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei also was never a 2-day Rosh Chodesh. So that the Tishrei, again, it doesn't mean that the month of Tishrei was never Nitaber. It means that the month of, the Chodesh of Tishrei was never a response to a Chodesh HaIbur. What do you mean? That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that it depends what day they ended up making Rosh Chodesh, and that was based on whether Elul was Me'ubar or not. So I understand. If Elul was Me'ubar, so then there's going to be 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So what am I missing over here? You're telling me that never happened? No, that just, he was saying a theory. It means if such a thing had happened, but it never happened. Oh, come on, says the Gemara. Let me tell you over a Braita, okay? And this Braita, which is in the Sechus Rosh Hashanah, makes it very clear that there was actually a problem about whether it was Rosh Hashanah on day one or Rosh Hashanah day two. So in the time that they were being Mekadesh Hashanah in Barnea's neighborhood in Usha, where the Sanhedrin already gone into Golus, and on the first day, so we have a machlokas, remember, about when you say the malchios. So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you say malchios is part of the third bracha, and there's no shofar. And then the shofar is in Kedushas Hayom. And that's when you're yotzei the last tkias of the shofars. Okay. Then that's the way he learns. Rabbi Akiva says no. The malchios are part of the last bracha. The shofar is blown together with the malchios. All right, and that's melech, the way we say it, and we make a big deal, that it's gufa, the din of the melech, as today, on the wonderful day of Rosh Hashanah, and that's the way we're used to making the bracha. Now, what happened over there in Usha was that Biyom Rishon, so on the first day, take this. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, you're going to see it. There were 2 days. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, he said, he was the chazan, and he said the brachas like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And he said it, in the third bracha, he included Malchus, not with Kedushas Hayom. So, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel was upset. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said, that's not the way that we used to make the brachas in Yavne. We did it the way that Rabbi Akiva said it. And I know that my father, he used to say it not like this. And of course, it was his father that was the Nasi. On the next day, seems to be what it's saying, Biyom HaSheni, on the next day, Rabbi Chanina ben Osher ben Yosi Aglili was the chazan. And he said it like Rabbi Akiva. So he said it as a bracha revius. And Reb Shimon Gamliel said, oh, now this is the way it's supposed to be. That's the way we did it in Yavne. Yena yinu noagim b'Yavne. Now, excuse me. According to you, this could never have happened. You say there never was a time that they added an extra day because Elul was Me'ubar. So it says right over here very clearly, Kitshuhu barishon u'basheni. Now, obviously, it's a very strange Gemara. I mean, because we are used to the idea that because of the chashash, that maybe the Edom won't come, and we won't know what to say, the whole story in the Gemara, they don't know what to bring as a korban, so we were always going to keep the first day, just in case is Rosh Hashanah, and then if the Edom ended up not coming, then the second day is Rosh Hashanah, in which case we had 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And since there would be no way to communicate that to people who would be able to find out in time if they weren't right around here, so we were koveya 2 days of Rosh Hashanah to prevent the confusion, and we always made 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which is how ultimately, even when we were koveya calendar, we were still koveya 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, but not the 2 days that were here being discussed. That is not the 30th day of Elul and the first day of Tishrei, but it became kavu as the first 2 days of Tishrei, and okay, whatever this far is for that. Now, why are we disturbed about how the tefillah was if it could easily have been a 2 day Rosh Hashanah? So the pashta, the truth is, it's a big machlokas. But those who learn that in Besdin proper, where there was never a problem of knowing, other than the suffix, so they would know because obviously they were the ones who were mekadesh the chodesh, and therefore in Usha itself, then how would there have been 2 days? So it must be that basically there was a chance, which would often happen, and they would make the second day Rosh Hashanah. And that's what our Mishnah is talking about. And you are saying it never happened. And here we have a case. Not only is it a theory, it happened. So Rabbi Zira B'Shem Rav Chisda says, that year was screwed up. So they actually made a mistake. This is machlokas, how to understand this, and it's the most simplest way. Ota shananit kalkala, the cheshbeinas of Bezdin were mathematically ruined. Turned out someone had made an error, and we shouldn't have been makabel v'edus, and that's what happened. And the other approach is that what's the kash? Ma ben harishon, ma ben hasheni. When you say that it means the first day, and it says then the second day, it means the shana rishona, the shana. What makes you say the next day? That year, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel complained, that year in Usha. And because of that, next year, they did it like they used to do it in Yavne. So we often refer to it that way, the Rosh Hashanah Hasheni, the next time that they kept Rosh Hashanah, they did it his way. Maybe that's what it means. But it says B'yom HaRishon, B'yom HaSheni. You would have referred to it as L'shana HaAcheret. That's very hard to believe that that's what it means. Okay, now, the question... we finished. Okay, so we could... this goes on for a while and continues the issues of Rosh Chodesh, not directly in the Nogei HaShemitah, but it's an interesting sugya, you must admit, to be continued Bezrat Hashem tomorrow, which allows us to finish on Barnea time today and even to take a drink.
So maybe I just have a question. With the Mebulanus, it's time they're still doing it, so only with the meaning is it hasn't happened to date. They couldn't be reporting that it will never happen. It's just a little bit funny.
Well, yeah, but when he says that, he means that is the way that we do our best to make sure it happens, and it has never happened. You're right. For Rav, that Rav is a problem, but Rebbe, your tiny, shouldn't be nogea. Is that what you're saying? But it occurs in the Mishnah, where that was our kasha. And in the Mishnah, Rebbe actually approved of the Mishnahs. How does he understand it in the Gabi Nisan Rebbe spoke? Okay, Rabbi Hussain.
Because today is the second day of Nisan, so it would be Nagaya today. Would today be Rosh Chodesh, would be doing it with that parsha. That's very key.
Yeah, it's perfect timing, huh? You're right. Beautiful. Yes, it would be like the Shmini Lemiluim. And Chaon Shmini. HaChodesh HaZolachem. Exactly when it works out. Okay, everybody. Wonderful to be with you. Have a wonderful day. And don't ever give up. It's our learning that can make the difference. Don't forget to read Laz Orchestra, Save the World. Okay, take care.